Anchors, multi-purpose tool. He takes you through Genesis. Gives you the first, I think it's the first chapter of Genesis, and the first three or four verses. He gives you page 53 and following. He gives you an example, and he takes you through and go ahead. Shows you what all the symbols mean for the JTF type. So if you have a time, it's worthwhile going through. It takes an amazing period of it. That's the only place I've not ever found any examples. Okay, then that comment, that little circle there, calls your attention to the comment on the right hand side there. And every time there's a space, there's a word division. If there's a period, it means that that's the end of that comma. Sometimes some lines, like jump down here to 531, they look at a whole paragraph of comment. But you've only got three circles in that line, the first 32. The first circle would refer to the first comment that ends the first period. And we've also got a number 10 before the period. And number 10 refers you down to the Sora Magnum, the MM letters right down below. So if you look up 10 down there, it's 10, MM 36. That refers you to number 36. Period signifies that as the comment set, the end of the comment set, first circle. Then from that period to the next period, or if there's not a period, to the next number, which would be number 17, that's the comment to the next circle. From number 17 on, you're down to 18 on the next line now. Down. All the comments referring to the last one.
This here tells you that that only occurs, that's the only place that occurs. Usually that's the most common one, but a lot of times it's just referring to that particular form of the word. But if it's over a word, if you look up in the analytical lexicon, it's a noun or something, it's not a verb form, that, you know, it shows you it's a real rare occurrence. And for frequency of word studies, if you're familiar with those signs coming down the column, it would give you, see how many times that word occurred. That's about the only value that I can get out of it. Most of it was devices that they used for each other. So they reverted to the fact that the okay, then convert these comments to English to make them intelligible. In fact, VHS, the other one could be used for this too. Latin abbreviations. They give you the abbreviations and they give you full Latin words, which you probably wouldn't use. But starting from 50, the index of signs and abbreviations is a core part of the script. Index is more on the attributes of the word. That's on page 50. You remember it goes from right to left. The pages, so you start on the page, go down to the bottom, and you start at the top of the next page. And it's investing in the Hebrew alphabet. I'm going to have to pass it. But in the Hebrew alphabet, of the words that are found in the column. So you look up the, you have to know the Hebrew alphabet, but then you just look up to find that spelling, just going down, finding the first letter and the second spelling. And then opposite that, you start right here on page 50. Okay, you come and start from here, and then you go up here. Here, 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 here. In the Hebrew alphabet, here's your alphabet, starts here, and that continues on down and so on. Right across from the Hebrew word, it gives you the Latin equivalent. Okay, so you've got the Latin equivalent of what you need. Then you've got to go from Latin to English. Okay, so you do that, it's just a little key right here. This is an alphabetical list, B to B, of all the Latin letters, all the Latin words in those letters, and the English is written. If you need to turn to this first to see what the Latin equivalent is, and then with that little key that tells you that the reason they did that is because it's published in six languages.
Keep
this is on the back of that T. The back of that English, the Latin English key is the main sign for the year. This isn't all the signs. The rest of the signs are in the back of the book. They're about page 48 or 49. This is a major one, too. We're talking about the signs and versions of the book. These are the signs that we use in the critical apparatus at the bottom of each page. At the bottom of each page, we take that Genesis. First, this has nothing to do with the Jewish Masoretic at all, bottom part. This is just the editor's ability to break their critical apparatus, just like in the UDS one. They fully manage to do it. A lot of times, unlike the UDS, they're taking a lot of comments, their opinions that most of them are actually. The first one was number 18, so let's go back up to 18. On that same page, 5 to 18. And starting from right to left, as you're reading through it, you notice there's a small case A on the right hand margin, and then you skip a word, and there's another small case A. L very small.
Now, it looks like a 1.
Well, it's probably been right into there.
Can everybody see that L? Well, the third one is a A and a small L. That stands for to read or a read. You don't need to remember all the things it stands for, but it gives you under L and then P and say read or read. So it lets you know what the read is for. And so they tell you to read a different form of the verb to be that has a prefix on the end, either has a pronoun attached to it, and they study to compare 23a. This is just a spectrum of comments. It doesn't give any manuscript. You can throw that one out right away. Okay, then it gives you a parallel, it gives you two lines in between each comment, okay? Then it gives you BB there, that same one. Okay, that means if we go back to 31, we're B 30. We got B and then almost the next to last word in the last column is another B. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words involved between the two B's, small B's. So those two B's then give you the next comment in that verse, which tells you. Which means the Qumran Apocryphon, Genesis Apocryphon, it's apocryphic copy of Genesis, an elaboration of Genesis, paraphrase. It's probably the word much, so I don't know anything about it. And then there's another one, IQM. They don't even tell you what part of where that is. And then there's one other one that 4QPSB, which is Psalms 91-118. Now, to find out the value of these manuscripts, of these Dead Sea manuscripts, you'd have to sell the book on the Dead Sea Scrolls. But the one in Isaiah, the first half of this one is good, and then this one is considered a lot better. So those are valuable for in Isaiah. I find it.
conservative test, like a conservative JPS test, air rock. And really, the quickest way to go to it, you don't have any time. Go to Rockingham first, take what he picked up, and the secondary is going to be all set for translation. Neither one of them picked up anything. There are mistakes, but if you have a real detailed study on that particular patent, especially for the document, then you come there to and see if there's any possible variant that, that they didn't pick up, which they don't. And there may be comments, though, besides there being a variant, there may be valuable comments. And sometimes they make comments down here. Oftentimes they infer that you already know that the JPS test is already positive, that the first thing is to chunk of information that's positive. This doesn't help the average person at all. In this case here, probably it has to do with hurdles. But if they don't tell you, but they are giving supporting evidence here, apparently, for this week. These all agree with the measure of the test. Apparently, there is another difference that there was a significant difference. They would give you the difference if it was not protecting you. They come along with the measure of the test. They don't change the test, but they send you the money that will protect those. Not too by implication, there's quite a bit of version that they have different standards for I think the next one is right after BD.
filed it first with the repetition from in front of it. But what they give you as an answer at the end here is an alternate form, which would make it plural instead of possibly not.
Starting with the state